Spanish. I don't know anything.
Pastor Chu asked me to start in Spanish this morning. It's great to be again with you here this morning after a year of not being here, finally being able to visit you again. We have been so grateful for your partnership in the gospel for the mission in Spain. We thoroughly enjoyed celebrating the Chinese New Year with you last night. I learned a lot about the Chinese New Year. Would you continue to pray for us? We are awaiting our visa process to be finished and that we might go to Spain in April or May of this year. We know it's in God's hands entirely, so we await for Him to finish this process so that we can begin immediate ministry in northwest Spain. So thank you for your prayers and particularly for your financial support as well. If you have your Bibles and are turned there, turn with me to Malachi chapter 1. Beginning in the 1980s, there was a phenomenon that occurred in many churches here in America. People in the churches fought over music and styles and worship.
在教会中的弟兄姐妹就为了音乐的那个选择或者你的选的歌来争吵。
This happened in many churches here in the United States and around the world.
事实上就是不单单是美国，在全世界上也有很多事情有这样的事情发生。
These came to be called worship wars.
这件事情的话就被称为是敬拜的争斗。
On Sunday mornings, there was literally a war between God's people.
事实上在每个礼拜天早上的敬拜，就有这种征战，在弟兄姐妹中有这个征战。
Some churches were split down the aisle with some people over here thinking one thing and another people over here thinking another against each other.
事实上在教会中的敬拜中就有一部分的弟兄坐在一边，另外一部分坐在另外一边来互相的征战。
This is a true worship war.
这是真正发生的敬拜的争斗。
But imagine with me if there was a worship war not between God's people, but between God and His people.
事实上这个事情，如果这个为这个事情的征战的发生，不是说弟兄姐妹之间征战，而是说神跟我们的这些弟兄姐妹宣战。
As you saw here in Malachi chapter 1, there was a true war and a battle between God and His people.
你们刚才读了马来基书，事实上讲到这说，事实上就这个征战是神跟他的子民在那边征战。
The issue again was worship.
主要的这个题目也是为了那个崇拜这件事情来征战。
But the war was not about styles of worship or kinds of music.
那时候的征战不是只是为了说选择的音乐或者那个情况，而是另外一回事。
The war was about God wanting His people to worship Him from their hearts.
那个征战主要是说神要他的子民来敬拜他，是从他们心中真正的来敬拜他，敬拜神。
Here we see that worship is in reality everything in life.
事实上，你若仔细看这个敬拜，就是在我们整个生命中是很实在的。
You might ask, why a missionary speaking on worship?
你会想为什么我是一个传播宣教士来谈这个敬拜呢？
I would submit to you that I think worship is the beginning and the end of missions.
事实上，敬拜就是敬拜神这件事情就是。 开始跟结束，这个整个宣教的开始跟整个宣教的结束。
A person who shares the gospel is one who has been moved because in their heart they worship Christ.
当一个人来传福音的时候，他心中是被神的感动而来。
And as we share the gospel, the hope is that people will come to love and worship Jesus Christ.
当我们去跟大家分享神的福音的时候，我们就希望大家能够来一起。 有这个心来敬拜我们的神。
Worship is the beginning and the end of missions.
所以说，敬拜神是我们传福音的开始，也是传福音的结束。
So as we look at Malachi chapter 1 and we think of worship, know that it affects missions in great ways.
所以说从马来基书这边看，你说就是说敬拜神这件事情是真正的完完全全影响了宣教。
As God comes to have this war with His people, the nation of Israel.
当神来跟那个以色列的这个国家征战的时候，
He upholds three attributes about Himself that ought to fuel their worship.
事实上，神那边把他整个三种特性拿出来，来推动他这个怎么样来我们来敬拜他的神。
The first attribute of God that He upholds is His superiority.
第一个，他要讲他的特性，他自己讲到的是他的伟大性，伟大。
He says in verse 6 that a son honors his father and a servant his master.
在第六节中，他说，儿子要尊敬父亲，而且仆人要敬畏主人。
If then I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my fear?
他说，如果是父亲的话，是拿我能人家怎么来尊重我啊？我的尊重在哪里？他说，如果是主人的话，仆人的敬畏在哪里
？God expects to be worshipped, inasmuch as any father or master is honored.
神要我们来尊敬敬拜他，就像我们做父亲的要我们的尊重他，跟那个仆人要人家来有这个敬畏他。
Now notice that God isn't simply here commanding for us to worship Him.
事实上，你要知道，这边神并不是要命令我们来敬拜他。
There are many verses that command us to worship the Lord.
事实上，在圣经中有太多这种经节来要我们来命令我们来敬拜他。
In Psalm 29, we're told, "Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness."
事实上，在那个在诗篇29节，他说，将耶和华的名所当得的荣耀归给他，以圣洁的装饰敬拜神。
Or Psalm 135 says, Praise ye the Lord, praise ye the name of the Lord, praise Him, O ye servants of the Lord.
或者说那个在诗篇135篇，它上面讲的就是第一到第二节讲的是说要什么？他说你们要称谢耶和华，因为他本为善，神他的慈爱永远长存。你们要称谢万神之神，你们要称谢万王之王。
Each of these verses, God tells us to worship Him.As a command.
每一个经节中都是叫神，就是命令我们说我们要敬拜他，敬拜他。
But in Malachi chapter 1, he is not simply commanding us to worship.
但在马拉基书第一章，他说不单单他要我们命令我们来敬拜他。
He is giving us the basis, the foundation for worship.
他还把那个敬拜神的基本的根基告诉了，要我们来要告诉他们。
God tells us truths about Himself that really ought to be the foundation.For our true worship of Him,
神把他自己真正的告诉我们，要我们来以他的来做敬拜他的根本。
As you saw here in verse 6, the first is that He is a Father.
这边讲的就是他的讲的第一个重要，他是父神。
It is a well-known truth that we are to honor our father and our mothers, is it not?
事实上，我们是真的是宇宙的真理，是我们应该要来。尊重我们的父母亲。
The Jews who would have read this would have known that the fifth commandment tells us that we are to honor our father and our mothers.
当犹太人读到这一句话，说他们应该在他们的那个十诫里面的第五诫，就是说他们应该要尊重他们父亲。
So God uses this human picture to show us that He ought to be honored in much the same way.
所以他神用这个我们人类大家都很熟悉的一个景象，就是说。他是父神，所以他应该要他们来尊敬他。
If we honor our earthly father, how much more should we honor our heavenly father?
我们既然尊敬我们自己的亲生父亲，我们难道我们能够不要尊敬我们的父神吗？创造我们的父神吗
？From God's omniscience, we know that He has a far superior knowledge than any one of our earthly dads.
实际上，我们都知道我们的神的知识是万能的，他所知道的远超过我们地上的父亲。
From His eternity, we know that He has far more experience than any one of our earthly fathers.
从他的永恒来信来讲的话，他所知道、他所经历的是更远远超过我们地上的父亲。
From God's eternal love, we know that He has far more patience with His children than any one of us dads do with our children.
就算神永恒的爱，从这一点来看的话，他会远远超过我们自己做父母亲的、做父亲的对我们儿女的爱。
God holds this out as His right.
神把这个拿出来是他，因为这是他的那个权利。
And he asks, "Where is my honor as a father?"
他在问他们说，我自己，你们应该给我尊重的那个尊重在哪，尊敬在哪里？
A second picture is that God is superior as a master, as a servant honors his master.
这边的第二个景象是说，神是我们的主人，就像仆人应该尊敬畏他们的主人。
Now this is a picture that you and I don't always enjoy.
这个景象或许我们不太愿意接受，不太喜欢。
We mostly enjoy honoring our fathers, but not necessarily our bosses.
我们大家都很尊敬，或许说我们愿意尊敬我们的父亲，但是我们不一定愿意尊敬我们的老板。
Yet we know that it is commanded throughout Scripture that we are to honor our masters.
但在圣经里面，旧约、新约里面都讲得清楚，说我们要尊敬我们的主人。
It's at this point in this war between God and His people regarding worship that things begin to heat up.
就在这个时间，他们这个地点、这个问题上，那个他们神跟我们一般地上的人的争斗就开始了。
God has lowered Himself to His people and said that they ought to worship Him.
神自己把他自己降低在这个世界上，而叫他下面的子民来尊敬他。
You would think His people would repent before God.
你会想到一般。以色列人就会，他们就会，反悔来敬拜神。
But instead, Israel questions God.
反过来的时候，以色列人这边反而来是，来有问对神有这个挑战的问题。
In verse 6, it ends by saying, "If I am a master, where is my fear?" says the Lord of hosts to you, O priests who despise my name. But you say, "How have we despised your name?"
在第六节的后半段，他说。我敬畏主人，他说敬畏我的在哪里？你们却说我们在何事上藐视你的名吗？
Here the nation of Israel basically spits in the face of God.
事实上，在当时你看到这以色列人就是反而对神吐口水。
They say we've given you worship.
他们以色列人说我已经敬拜你了，我给你的奉献了。
They say what else do you want?
他说你还有要求我们什么？
And here they condemn themselves.
事实上，以色列人自己是反而就是诅咒他们自己。
Because you see, God wants their heart in worship.
事实上，神是要他们在敬拜的时候，要他们的心来敬拜神。
God wants His people to see Him as superior as God sees Himself.
事实上，神要他们要他们这些子民敬拜他，就像神把他敬拜他的伟大，就像神把他自己看成一样的伟大。
As we worship in our hearts, do we see God as supreme?
当我们敬拜神的时候，我们是不是真心的把神看成这么伟大呢？
Do we see God as supreme as He sees Himself as supreme?
我们是把神看成那么伟大，就像神把他自己看成那么一样的伟大吗？
He's given us a picture of a father and a master.
他事实上已经告诉我，给我们两个影像，一个是做他的父神，一个是我们的主人。
But lastly, He gives us a picture of a ruler in verse 8.
在第八节中，他把他告诉我们说，他就是一个。掌管者、控制者、统治者。
He says, "When you offer blind animals in sacrifice, is that not evil?"
他说这边讲说，你把那个瞎眼的献为祭物，这不是很恶的吗？
And when you offer those that are lame or sick, is that not evil? Present that to your governor. Will he accept you or show you favor? Says the Lord of hosts.
他这边讲说，那个，他说你把瘸腿的、有病的也献上，这不是更为可恶吗？他说你如果你献这些给你首长的话，他岂会喜悦你？岂能看你的情面吗？这是万军耶和华说的。
We might not all know who our father is, and we might not all have a boss.
我们不见得说我们知道我们的父亲是谁，我们也不见得知道我们都有主人，都有了我们的老板。
But we certainly all have some ruler over us.
但事实上，我们都知道我们有一个统治者在我们头上。
And so we ought to honor God in a way that would far surpass the way we would honor a ruler.
所以事实上，当我们来尊敬我们事实上我们应该尊敬神，我们应该在尊敬神，应该远超过我们尊敬其他的一些世上的是人。
Here the nation of Israel had fallen to the temptation to offer pure, impure, blind and lame animals in sacrifice.
这边看得清楚，看到以色列人已经是陷入了那些各种的引诱，而拿那些很不好的祭物来献祭给神。
God says, "Take that kind of offering to your governor and see if he'll accept that."
他这边讲说，你就把你自己的祭物、这些供物、那有残疾的供物去献给你们的省长，看他会不会接受你们这些祭物。
This time of year, all of us have to pay taxes to the government, do we not?
这现在我们都在算算我们的2012年的税，对不对？你在算税的时候
，Imagine on the form knowing what the total is, you decided to just put 1/5 of what you should be giving.
假如说你知道你这个有你的要奉献多少，但是你只不你交税这么多，你只交了1/5。
God says, see if the IRS will let you get away with that.
所以你想想看 ，IRS 会不会来追究你？
You see, Israel had made light of their sins, and now God will make light of His people.
所以说，看到以色列人把他们的轻看他们自己的罪，所以神也会轻看他的这些人一样。
In verse 9, he says, "And now entreat the favor of God that He may be gracious to us. With such a gift from Your hand, will He show favor to any of you?" says the Lord of hosts.
这第九节上面讲说就说他说既由你们亲手，他岂能看你们的情面？这就是我万军之耶和华说的。
You see, no matter what kind of sarcasm we give to God, God will not sit back quietly.
所以说，我们不管你用什么那个轻看的那个言语来讲神，但神他绝对不会坐在那边，就是好像什么事情都没有一样。
He wants our hearts to be in rapture with the wonder of His supremacy. He wants us in our hearts to love that He is supreme.
对，他要我们自己真的是我们的心里用。说我们爱我们的神，他的伟大。
How many of us singing words like we've done this morning just mouthed the words, not thinking?
我们今天早上唱诗歌的时候，我们是只是嘴巴唱一下，根本没有心中跟着去想，没有去想到我们的神。
How many of us have gone to pray with our families and not considered the great God that we are speaking to?
当你在一起祷告的时候，你没有想到说。
God has a high regard for His supremacy.
事实上，神对他自己的伟大，他看得非常重。
And God wants us in our hearts to have that same regard.
所以神也要我们有同样的对他的伟大有同样的看法。
In this passage, He goes to show us a second attribute of God that ought to fuel our worship of Him.
在这里面，事实上看到就是说。这个神的特性事实上也是用一个主要的动力来推动我们。
The second attribute is His purity.
这个特性就是神的圣洁。
All throughout Scripture, God in His purity hates sin.
在所有的经节中，神的他的圣洁是恨这些恨恶那些罪的。
God has a passion that we might uplift His holiness and purity.
神他的这个热心热肠，希望我们能够高举他的圣洁。
There were many commands and laws which regulated the worship in the temple.
事实上，在当时他们那个神，他们的以色列人，他们有很多的规定来教导他们怎么来做，在圣殿中怎么做。
There were certain times of the day that you could go so far into the temple.
那他上面讲说在有说在哪一天的时间或者多少你能够进到圣殿多远。
There were certain people that could go further and further into the temple.
在事实上有些人可以走到更近更深的那个圣殿中。
But these impure sacrifices that the nation of Israel gave really made the temple a garbage dump.
事实上他们当时在那个圣殿中有这些不好的供物在他们圣殿中使他们这个圣殿，这个以色列人在圣殿这边变成一个是什么？
They had,
丢垃圾的地方。
They had polluted the worship of God.
事实上，他们已经污染了这个圣殿。
In answering, "How have we despised your name?" he answers in verse 7, "By offering polluted food upon mine altar." But you say, "How have we polluted you?" by saying that the Lord's table may be despised.
第七节中是说，你们将污秽的食物献在我的坛上，且说我们在何事上污秽你呢？因你们说耶和华的桌子是可藐视的。
You see, not long before this, Nehemiah had finished the construction of the second temple.
你看到这边事实上在不久以前，那个尼希米刚刚把圣殿重建。
But when Nehemiah left, people forgot God.
所以当那个尼希米离开之后。
So God sends Malachi, his prophet.
所以神在那边把马拉基送到这里来当做先知送给他们。
The nation of Israel had offered these impure, blind, lame sacrifices in worship.
所以当时的那个犹太人就是他们献祭都是用这些那个有污秽的那个献祭来献给神。
And so through Malachi, God upholds the purity of his worship.
So in verse 10,
God says that no worship is better than distorted worship or wrong worship.
So in verse 10, God says that no worship is better than distorted worship or wrong worship.
God expresses a wish that someone would go and close the doors to the temple. Verse 10, oh, that there were one among you who would shut the doors, that you might not kindle fire on my altar in vain. I have no pleasure in you, says the Lord of hosts, and I will not accept an offering from your hand.
第十节章说, 圣愿你们中间有一人关上殿门, 免得你们突然在我坛上烧火。 万军耶和华说,
of all the hundreds of Israelites, if there would be one person who would shut the doors,
就是他们有成千成万的以色列人，只要有一个人把圣门关上。
If there were one person who would uphold God's purity,
如果有一个人，当时的一个人能够来高举神的圣洁。
As we've read the rest of this chapter, we know that there was no one who went to shut the doors. But do you remember that story from the Gospels where Jesus Christ was in that same situation? He there cleared out the tables of the money changers. He upheld God's purity. He says, you are to make my, his house is to be a house of prayer, but they have made it a den of thieves.
他说你们把这个圣殿的,敬拜神的圣殿改成了那个盗贼的那个窝。
In Malachi, no one closes the doors, but in the Gospels, Jesus Christ uplifts God's purity.
当时在马拉基的时代没有人关门，但这时候主耶稣就把神的圣洁高举。
It's at this point that you and I need to readily admit our lack of zeal toward God and worship.
所以事实上我们这边真的都是我们没有那个充满那种热心来高举神的，在我们敬拜神中都没有高举神的圣洁。
Of all the hundreds of people, would we have stepped up and closed the doors?
在这几百人中，我们是不是能够站起来把那个圣殿？
In fear, we probably would have stayed back.
事实上，当时如果在那个情况之下，我们可能因为惧怕，我们不会去关这个门。
But our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ steps forward and stops the wrong worship.
所以当时事实上，我们主耶稣就是做了这件事，他反而走上前把这个事情清干净。
It is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ who lived the perfect life that you and I could never live.
事实上只有我们主耶稣他是活着一个圣洁完整的生活，我们自己都没办法做到的。
And it is for this reason that we can rely in faith on Jesus Christ alone, the perfect sacrifice.
事实上我们真的在这时候，我们可以真正完全相信我们的主耶稣，他会给我们一个非常好的榜样，而且他会为我们的罪而牺牲。
God has given us two attributes concerning himself that ought to fuel our worship.
事实上神面告诉我们两个特性，用他这两个特性是主要的动力来推动我们的福音。
First is supremacy, and secondly is purity.
第一个是他的伟大，第二个是他的圣洁。
But thirdly, his glory ought to drive us to worship the King.
第三个是因为他的渴慕。
It is an often forgotten truth in Scripture that God does have a desire for His glory.
Sorry. What's the repeat again?
God does have a desire for His glory.
Oh, 神是有他的渴慕他自己的荣耀。
The focus of all of Revelation is not man, it is God.
所有的那个神的启示都是他的重点都是在神的荣耀。
This is not a prideful thing for God to think of himself. God is not man.
这不是一个很骄傲的心对神来讲，因为神不是人。
God is not some egotistical maniac.
神不是一个很自大的人。
God is love. He is perfect love and has it for himself.
神是爱，他是有一个完完全全的爱。
God has a perfect character and a perfect desire for himself.
神是一个完整的特性，完全的他的那个，完全把他自己专注在他自己的荣耀。
Time and time again throughout the scriptures, God tells us that all that he does is for his own glory.
圣经上里面很多很多经节讲到神在任何情况都是为了他自己的荣耀。
In Malachi chapter 1, we see it very explicitly.
在马拉基书也是讲得非常的清楚。
In verse 11, we see that read, For from the rising of the sun to its setting, my name will be great among the nations, and in every place incense will be offered to my name and a pure offering. For my name will be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts.
万军耶和华说，他说，从日出之地到日落之处，我的名在外邦中必尊为大，在各处也必人必尊奉我的名烧香，圣洁净的供物，因为我的名在外邦中必尊为大。
God's demand here is radical.
神这边的要求是可能看起来是比较极端的。
God had chosen his nation of Israel, but this did not give them a pass on true worship.
虽然神拣选了犹太人是他的子民，但是这边不是给他一个过关的一个车票一样。
God wants his glory, and he will get it with or without Israel.
神要他自己的那个荣耀，他会得到，不管他是有了以色列人还是没有以色列人。
God does not need Israel.
神不需要以色列人。
God does not need the folks in Spain.
神但并不需要我，folks 在那个西班牙。
God does not need Chinese Christian Church of Woodbury.
神也并不需要我们的教会。
This hurts our pride, but it makes God great.
事实上，这个或许会伤我们的心、自尊，但是这个就是让神更伟大。
All the nations of the earth will give praise to our God.
事实上，全世界各个都会让给我们的神他的赞美。
Today, nations like Australia and New Zealand and China have given glory to God.
现在事实上，现在在澳大利亚，在那个。纽西兰还有在那个中国大陆给神他的那个荣耀。
Christians in Spain, in Egypt, and Chile have all given praise to Jesus Christ.
事实上，他们有人在西班牙、在埃及或者在 Brazil 什么
Chile
哦，智利都给神他们的荣耀。
This promise has already been fulfilled.
事实上，这个神的应许都已经神的他的。
From as far east to as far west, nations all around our globe have given glory to the name of Jesus Christ.
除了从很远远的东部到很远的西部，都已经应许了神的荣耀。
God desires His glory, and for His people to desire His glory.
神是很渴慕他自己的荣耀，就要我们一样来渴慕他的荣耀。
The nation of Israel had to be careful that they too.Would not become like the rest of the nations.
以色列人这个国家是要非常小心，他们不要变成像其他的国家。
They had to offer worship out of a heart that was enraptured with God's glory.
他一定要，他们奉献他们的那个祭物的时候，一定要有他们充满的心，能够被神所喜悦，被拯救。
You see, as our family and church planting team moves towards Spain, we do not simply seek attenders to our service.
他们现在要准备，他们搬到搬到他们的那个搬到西班牙去，但他们并不是attender 这个词，我想想
，people who come to the services，
就是对他们来到他们的教会中。
We do not just seek new converts。
我们不是只是去寻找一些单单去寻找一些要接受神的人。
We seek those who will worship the great King。We desire to have those who come alongside of us and give worship to the glory of the one who can receive it.
所以他们要所希望找到那些人，是能够跟他们站在一起，能够来把这个 glory 把这个荣耀献给神。
I'd like to conclude this morning by giving two conclusions, both personal and global.
我今天要给你们两个结论，一个是我自己本身的结论，另外一个是有全世界的那个一个结论。
personally ask yourself this question.
我自己本身要求你们问问这个问题。
Is the intensity of my worship as intense as God's desire for His own glory?
我自己对神这个敬拜的那个强烈度是不是跟神渴慕他自己荣耀的强烈度一样？
If God's desire is not the basis for our worship, we might give half-hearted worship.
如果神他的渴慕不能作为我们自己的基本的来敬拜神的话，我们就会做成一个不是全心的来敬拜神，而是half-hearted，我不知道怎么翻译half-hearted，就是不是全心的专心的敬拜我们的神。
We might worship when we have time.
我们可能就说当我们有时间才去敬拜我们的神。We
might do it when we feel like it.
或许说当我们愿意做的时候我们才去做。We
might do it when we get around to remember it.
或许说我们当我们愿意当我们记得的时候我们才去敬拜我们的神。But
we are to live life with a mission to bring glory to the great King.
事实上我们要活着要像把这个有一个宣教的要把这个所有的荣耀要带到神面前。
Since we know the gospel, we want others to come beside us and join in that worship. But there is a second global conclusion. We as you want to take this gospel to the nations. When we do this, we must be fueled and driven by God's desire for His glory. We go to plant churches in new places because God desires His glory. We don't do it because it's a program or because it's what we need to do. We do it because we are fueled by God's desire to get glory among the nations. If you allow this to sink in, you will see what a privilege it is to share the gospel with others. All of us are involved in this mission. Some are going and some are sending. We are all in the mission to give glory to our great God. What a privilege it is to know that through us, God will get His glory. God's glory is majestic, and we are allowed to be tools to bring glory to His name.
事实上这神的荣耀是那么伟大，神让我们用使用我们来得到这个。Let's
pray together.
我们再一起祷告。Our
Father, you are a glorious King.
父神，你是这么伟大的父神，王。What
a privilege it is to worship you here this morning.
我们是有这么大的权柄，特权能够来这边敬拜你。As
we have lifted our hearts to you in praise in different languages, we know that we can bring glory to you because of what Jesus has done for us. Lord, we long for that day that before you, all nations will bring glory to your name. Yet, Lord, we pray in this time that we would love your glory. So I pray that you would allow us to share the gospel with others that they might see your glory. May you do this to the honor and glory of your Son, Jesus Christ. In whose name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Our God is a great God, and we can see the picture that all news abound and all mouths will proclaim. He is Lord. 我们一起来唱回应的诗歌, 主是我万有, Let's sing, Be Done My Wishes. 我们一起站立。
你们先